something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
It's our summer spectacular.
We play a brand new game called What's He Driving?
And another brand new game called Free on Kijiji's. It's all coming up right now on TNT.
New kids on the block and a bunch of hits. Chinese food, they sing. I think it's fine when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. But she's been gone since that summer.
It's all Marmalade's weekend's band. Met you one summer and it all began.
You're the best girl that I ever did see. The great new Larry Bird for 33.
When you take a sip, you buzz like a hornet. Billy Shakespeare with a whole bunch of sonnets.
Call me Willie Whistle because I can't speak, baby. Something in your eyes went and drove me crazy.
Do you remember that one, Tags?
I know the... I recognize the lyrics, but I'm... But it's all thrown.
New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food made me sick.
I think it's flying when girls are by the summer.
Summer. Oh, it's with a summer song. You changed it.
I like Gord saying Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
Like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
As if the new little wifey wears wears Abercrombie and Fitch.
What was that band? That was like a total one-hit wonder summer song, right?
Light Funky Ones, Bot. Yeah. LFO.
LFO. Yeah, there's no chance I would remember that.
Like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
I was thinking those guys were in the same pocket as... Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar baby. Remember them?
Yeah, for sure. That was...
That was Crazy Town.
Crazy Town. And aren't one of them croaked? Or are they both croaked?
I think the guy in Light Funky Ones did.
He's
dead, too? I don't know that
I
would use that word.
LFO guy died?
Yeah. Why? Did Crazy Town guy die, too?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Maybe they both croaked.
We might have to go to the Google on that one.
Yeah, we might have to Google the deaths in Crazy Town. I thought the guy who was
definitely
always
definitely the guy
up
from Light Funky Ones did, because he was, I believe he wrote a song about Jennifer Love Hewitt called The Girl on TV, and then I believe he got Jennifer Love Hewitt, the girl on TV, to be in the video for The Girl on TV, and then I think they were pounding for a while, and then he died.
How did he croak?
I think he had some weird disease.
Oh, man.
The thing that popped into my head was, I wonder if it was Chinese food, because he has made it clear that that made him sick.
In the song, that's right.
Yeah. I don't think it was the Chinese food that got him.
Is that the line that rhymes with Abercrombie and Fitch?
No.
No?
No. I think he rhymes wish with Fitch, and Chinese food makes me sick.
Just out of the blue.
Well, there must be something that rhymes with that.
Maybe he has, like, colitis or something.
Well, he doesn't have anything anymore is the thing of it. Yeah.
Poor Bud's.
I mean, I feel badly even laughing, but...
We're not laughing.
If you break it down, Laramie...
What?
New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits.
Yeah.
Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch... I'd take her if I had one wish, but she's been gone since that summer. Break down the verse rock star styles.
Okay, what's...
I'm gonna pick up where I left off.
Okay.
Stayed all summer, then went back home. Macaulay Culkin wasn't home alone.
Oh.
Fell deep in love, but now we ain't speaking. Michael J. Fox... was Alex P. Keaton.
Okay, that's enough. This is like writing a song like while you're on a flight from New York to Philly, like Delta 45 minutes.
I need something that rhymes with speaking. Oh, yeah. I know.
I gotta get off the plane. Keaton. I'll just rush this lyric here. That styles. Alex P. Keaton. That's classic.
Cherry Pez, Cold Crush, Rockstar Boogie. Used to hate school, so I had to play hooky. Always been hip to the B-boy style, known to act wild and make girls smile. Love New Edition and The Candy Girl remind me of you because you rock my world. You come from Georgia where the peaches grow. They drink lemonade and speak real slow.
Yeah, that's some bad lyrics right there.
You, I mean, it's not unlike, why do you hurt me?
No, it's not like that. It sounds like a cheap diary that was not, you know, the hard on the sleeve style diary writing.
This might be the worst, though. Oh. Dad took off when you were 4 years old. You love hip hop and rock and roll. There was a good man named Paul Revere. I feel much better, baby, when you're near.
Wow. That's enough. I can't handle it. It's summertime.
I know.
Good times. This is our summertime spectacular, episode number 77.
Isn't it 76?
Is it 77? You're right. 77. See? Don't. You get me every time with that one.
I've made two fatal mistakes. One is I kicked off our summer spectacular with light, funky ones.
Yeah.
And two is I don't even have the number right. But I'm happy to be here, and let's start by apologizing to the buds. We're a bit later getting it out the door this week than we had hoped.
Yeah, it was a crazy week.
Crazy week, and part of it is my responsibility. I was in Las Vegas again working.
Yeah.
I've been there a month this year already.
So you just feel like that's an... Are you done now with your Vegas?
I am for a while, yeah. This time, I guess I can talk about it because I certainly wouldn't say anything detrimental. I was hosting a meeting for 8,800 Domino's Pizza franchisees and GMs from around the world. And there were drivers there and
big a bunch wheels of the Domino's machine.
Yeah, but small wheels too. And this is why, from a corporate culture standpoint, this is why I really dig Domino's. You have to be actively a GM to get a franchise. So most of the people that work in that organization started out as drivers.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of stories about, like, yeah, I was a driver, and now I have 100 stores in Georgia. Like,
Every single person.
They really support themselves. Pretty much.
There you go.
And the other thing is, they have a partners foundation where if you work at a Domino's or your own Domino's, you can put some dough into a kitty. And that way, if you get sick or need to take some time off or whatever, Domino's will carry you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they actually kind of have it figured out. It's really cool.
They definitely dialed in the late night eats.
They did, and
late night cheap eats.
Well, and this is the thing. In 2010, I know I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid, but I might be eating the pizza a bit. In 2010, they said, look, this was in their ad campaigns. Look, we've been putting all of our energy into fast and cheap. And yeah, our food wasn't great. Here's what we're going to do. They did a KFC fries move. They're like, we asked you guys what you'd like to see on your pizza, so we're chucking out the old recipe. This is our brand new recipe based on the feedback that we got from you guys.
Yeah.
So here it is.
There you go.
Well, I want to tell you one funny story. They played a 911 call where you hear a voice say, 911, what's your emergency? And the voice says, I don't know if it's an emergency. My name's so-and-so. I'm calling from Domino's. One of our regulars hasn't ordered in a few days, and there's something wrong.
An RJ Logan Styles?
Yeah. So they sent an ambulance over to the guy's place, and sure enough, he had had a medical emergency and was lying on the ground and couldn't get to the phone. So they saved his life in a roundabout way.
Because he wasn't calling up.
He wasn't ordering because they were so used to him ordering. And the CEO who was on the stage afterwards said, the thing that I love most about that story is they didn't for a second think he switched to Pizza Hut or went away or something. They were like, no, if Kirk's not ordering, something is very wrong. Funny.
Because that was after they implemented the methamphetamine in the pepperoni.
There you go. So it was a fun week, but it was 47 degrees Celsius there. And at night, it cooled down to 36.
That is a difference.
You're making gravy
and
on yourself.
It's burning hot and dry as a bone.
Yes, it is. And then you go inside and you get sweatsicles because it's so cold.
Yeah.
That all that sweat has nowhere to go.
Isn't it every single time you go out in Las Vegas, every time you're just like, are you kidding me with the hot of this right now? I remember the first time I went there, we OLP did a gig in like some record store parking lot.
Outside?
Outside. And I was this is just like, how are you supposed to do anything? It's way too hot to do anything out here. It's like the hottest day ever times two.
Yeah.
And people are walking around like it's no big deal.
Well, 47 Celsius doesn't even compute.
That's like a fever. Your brain's going to melt.
Well, the other thing is, I'm okay with it getting fairly hot during the day as long as there's some relief at night. But when at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's still 35.
Yeah. And then the guy, how about the 9 in the morning guy with the hurricane in his hand just keeping her going in Vegas?
All over the place.
Yeah.
Darts everywhere.
Darts. Everybody crushing darts.
In the casino. Yeah. Darts. Bob McKenzie was on my plane home because I flew home on the red eye right after the NHL awards, which were in Vegas. Do you ever, when you see someone in public or you're kind of in a plane situation like that, I don't know, I kind of made it a little competition, like Amazing Race Styles, to see if I could beat Bob McKenzie through customs.
No way. That was part of the deal.
Yeah. I mean, hilarious. He didn't know we were competing.
No. But did you say hello to him before this?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
You didn't at all? You just didn't?
No, I didn't want to be that guy.
So you just saw him the whole time. Like, it was, you know, when you see somebody on a plane and it's like they're there so long that you almost get to know them, but you don't say anything to them?
Right? Yeah.
You see him sitting there. See
him. Are you on an 8-hour flight and you don't say anything until you're taxiing up to the gate at the end of it?
Like when I sat on a flight with Peter North, the porn actor guy?
No.
Yeah, I'm in line. He's right behind me. I get on the flight. He's sitting right beside me.
No.
And it was L.A. to Toronto or Toronto to L.A. So it was super long, and I was watching with the movies he's seeing, what he's eating, his snacks, everything like this. Fucking Peter North watching like cheap like thrillers on the TV, on the little TV.
That's his go-to.
Eating Ruffles, what did he eat? Like Lay's chips. Been talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, happy. So it like wasn't enough that I like saw his whole deal, how he reacts. I was like, this guy seems like a happy guy. He's not too bad. Like, no issues. And then
he's from Halifax.
It was in that. He's from Halifax.
And someone was starting a movement. Someone was starting a movement to get North Street renamed Peter North Street.
I get to L.A. and I go to the taxi stand, boom, he's right there. It was like, and he's talking about the Steelers with somebody else.
Was he traveling with quite the load?
Oh, he's the king of the load.
Oh, dear.
Brand new running shoes, like the classic brand new white running shoes guy.
Never been on gravel yet.
Hair, like don't touch the hair. Aww. He's like the famous, don't touch my fucking hair. Remember? That was this big thing.
Who?
Peter North, apparently. Don't touch my fucking hair.
That was the thing in a scene?
Yeah. Famously known for like, don't fucking touch my hair. So you never see the running hands through Peter North's hair.
Really? Why would that be the hill you'd die on?
I don't know. He's from Halle, but don't fuck with the hairdo.
Crazy.
Yeah. But so that was like your thing with Bob McKenzie. You just saw him.
So Bob McKenzie is in row one, and I'm in row four. And as the plane was taxiing up to the door. By the way, total bud.
And it's a red eye. So was that his chance to sleep?
I guess so, because he drove to Buffalo the next day. I read on his Twitter feed. He said it on Twitter. It's like quick red eye thing, and then gonna drive to Buffalo.
To Buffalo.
Yeah, he was driving to Buffalo for the draft.
The draft's right. So no sleep, just ripping right on to things.
Oh, I think he probably slept for a few hours, but he, you know, like when you're used to seeing someone from the waist up in a suit, and then all of a sudden you see them in like a Ernie and Bert striped T-shirt and cargo shorts, you're like, Bob.
He did not have an Ernie and Bert sweater.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Like a little Ernie and Bert striped T-shirt.
It's all cash.
This is the best thing. Yeah, he was super cash. Like, ripped off the Velcro suit, chucked it in his Sobeys bag, and, like, just cashed it home.
Yeah. And did he have the blinders on for the snooze?
No, he wouldn't have been able to get them around his gigantic Bose earphones.
His Beats by Dre edition Bose?
Yeah. They were... Like, they were worth more than the shirt.
You're, like, sure. Sitting beside him, all of a sudden you just hear, like, some hockey game from the 40s. How quiet.
He's listening to a hockey game to go to sleep. Hey, right there, show was in the corner.
All quiet.
Or he's listening to... In seventh place, Winnipeg Jets, pick number 23, defenseman. He's listening to old drafts. That's what makes Bob McKenzie sleep.
Yeah, helps him
sleep. Or he's listening to Gino Retta tell stories in between, like, live hits. He's recorded them to put him to sleep.
Yeah, unreal.
So Bob McKenzie gets off the plane. He's in row one. I'm in row four. And I think probably by the top of the ramp, I'll be able to overtake him. On my little Amazing Race game show to get through customs. He was giving her. He doesn't have the longest getaway sticks in town, but come he's on. A grinder, man.
What do you mean he was booting?
Like, oh, yeah.
Like speed walking?
Yeah, so he was wearing deck shoes, and I kept thinking, well, those are going to start to chafe, and he'll have to slow down. He's going to blow a tire. But he didn't. And I was, I like, had my new Balances on, and I had Saucats.
Yeah.
So I had moisture control, and I had comfort going. And I walk really fast. I could not catch up to him.
Do you think he saw you at all?
In his rear view? No, I don't think so.
So it was just like...
Like maybe he was listening to some really fast techno or something, but he was booting her. So then we get up to the Nexus thing. And he went up to one like five before the exit. And I was like, I'm going to pass him here. And I'm going to go to the third one before the exit. And I could tell I was ahead of him by a couple of seconds, like Olympic styles, because, you know, like during the slalom skiing, because it says like, how long are you away from Canada? Boop. And I could hear his boop echo like a few seconds behind me.
Oh man, you're ripping.
So I dusted Bob McKenzie at customs, never saw him again.
Unbelievable.
I left him in the dirt, dude.
I can't believe you didn't say hi, like your styles. Classic JT on tour.
Why?
Well, just because you're so like, hey, how are you? To everybody, like, no matter what. Anyway, total strangers, I figured.
I guess
like,
so.
I was just talking but to the Bob.
The truth is I had two questions for Bob McKenzie.
Yeah.
The first was, how did Will Arnett do as the host of the thing? Because that is a hard gig.
Yeah.
Man, hockey players aren't necessarily... Even if they are funny guys, they probably aren't going to let their hair down that much on camera.
And let's not forget, it's written by somebody, and it's the NHL Awards. It's not the MTV Awards. So you're reading.
Yeah, it's hard to make that funny and hip. So I was curious to know how someone like Will would have done. I watched a couple clips. I thought he was okay.
Yeah.
I thought his delivery was really slow and needed some pace. But
sounded like he crushed darts in between everything, though, right?
Well, it's kind of what it sounded like, yeah. Like, they did a bit where he asks Sidney Crosby a really long question, and then they're out of time before Sid can answer it. Mm-hmm. Like, on paper, that's, all right, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I get that.
But he sold it, or?
It was okay. It was all right. The whole thing was a little sluggish.
Yeah. And you weren't.
But the other question I wanted to ask Bob McKenzie was, what do you think the odds are that Edmonton is going to get Lucic? Because I feel like they're pretty good, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Mm-hmm. But he wouldn't have told you. He would have been like, that's like just seeing a doctor at the airport and talking about this thing you got in your cough.
Well, I guess that's why I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Like, what is there to say other than, hi, Bob, and he's been at this NHL Awards all day.
I would hit him with a, can't wait to get to that cottage, eh, Bob? Because he's just about to do his favorite time of year, where he's just sitting on the dock crushing a glass of wine.
In his Ernie and Bert shirt.
In his secret Muskoka cottage.
Going into town for the Globe and Mail every morning.
That's right.
Incognito.
In Port Carling, just going in for a quick rip.
What does Bob McKenzie drive?
Uh... It's got to be some kind of truck SUV deal.
What's he driving? Might be what's he an driving? Extension of Blank Looking Mop.
Yeah, we got to do What's He Driving today.
Okay. Blank Looking Mosk, by the way, is the biggest thing we've ever been a part of.
I know. That's,
that includes OLP, and that includes Street Sense.
I thought On the Darts was big. Blank Looking Mosk is...
Blank Looking Mosk is off the chain, and I love when people take shots at us. It's really fun.
Yes, for sure. And it's the beauty of it is, like, after you see it for a while, you're like, yeah, you and I, this is one of the reasons why we met. Was because of
Blank Looking Mosk.
We love doing
it's exactly ground zero for us.
And it totally is. It's both our strengths in life, I think. And I remember Mike Smith was like, you gotta hang with Torrance because he does that shit all the time.
Let's take a break, bud.
Yes.
New kids on the block and a bunch of hands, Chinese food made me sick. And I think it's fine when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer.
Fucking right, eh?
That's the theme song for What's He Driving?
Yeah.
Welcome to What's He Driving, the latest game show sensation sweeping the nation. You have to guess what car they drive and what year it is and whether it's lease or purchase.
Yeah.
And whether they have any payments left on it.
Oh, man.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Your first What's He Driving, James Duthie.
James Duthie. James.
What's he driving?
James Duthie is leasing an Audi, a nice Audi.
Like an A8?
Yeah, there you go.
What year?
Oh, it's fresh.
Like a 16.
Like a 15.
Yeah. Why is he leasing? Why didn't he buy? Because it's a write-off. A lease payment's a write-off.
It's smart with the business move. Why not?
Is Duthie good with the business?
Probably. Yeah. I like Duthie. He's a funny guy.
Me too.
Got a good history.
Yeah.
Of being a pretty solid bod. I think he's probably pretty smart with the cash.
Yeah. But still wants you to know when he pulls up.
Still. wants to look good when he's rolling into the Starbucks.
Yeah, because if you're gonna roll in an A8, you want people to know what's up. But it's low-key what's up. It's not flashy.
No. Okay, you ready for yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Hal Johnson, what's he driving?
Oh, the body break. Are they a thing in real life?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, me too. So really, it's what are they driving?
Well...
They probably have his and hers cars.
I heard he's an independent type guy. Like, he likes to kind of be... He likes to go around, like, to be by himself a lot.
Does he?
Yeah, so what's he driving?
He's driving a Malibu. A Chev Malibu, like four-door sedan. It's got a bit of swag. It's a 2012, and it's navy blue.
It's got, like, 22 rims on it.
Yeah, it's hard on gas, but he doesn't really care. And she busts his chops about his gas bill compared to her Prius.
And she's like, why do you need spinners?
Yeah. Okay, here's your what's he driving. Bob McKenzie.
Oh, Bob McKenzie, which kind of was birthed.
Sprints out of the airport in his Bert and Ernie little shirt. His deck shoes and cargo shorts and hops into his what?
He hops into his Ford Explorer.
Really?
Yeah.
What year?
Oh, it's fresh. 2016. Leesky. Yeah.
And what color?
His buddy owns a dealership, so he's got a sweet, sweet lease
on
it.
Yeah, his buddy does.
What color? Color's not going to say it's dark blue.
Funny, I was thinking red.
You think?
Yeah, well, I don't see him
in a red car. Red car is a specific to kind of more of a Bruce type.
Yeah. Don't people with red cars get more speeding tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they speed. Because the people, the fast lane likes the reds.
Who's my next? What's he driving?
Okay. Your next what's he driving is, what's the guy's name? I don't know if you know who it is, so I'm going to skip to Steve Anthony. What's he driving? The much music classic VJ to now morning TV guy.
I'm going to say he doesn't own a car.
What? He just takes the Metro Pass, Ma?
Yeah, he owns a condo really close to the studio. And twice a year, when he has to go to someone's wedding at a place,
he rents a car.
And yeah.
So
I don't think he's a car-owning Mafk.
He doesn't have a car. He's like Jim Richards Mafk.
But not to be confused with, I don't have a car because I bike everywhere. He's not that guy.
No. That's a good one.
What's Kim Mitchell driving?
Kim Mitchell's driving a a brand new Jeep Cherokee.
Really?
Yeah. Paid for it
because he can load some gear in the back.
Paid for it with his see you later cash from Q107. Cash.
Wait.
Yeah.
He had a show on Q107?
Yeah, well, he was the afternoon guy there for years.
Kim Mitchell?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, from like 2004 or something to 16.
And they pieced him out?
Yeah, they just pieced him out earlier this year or later last year.
Why? He plowed.
I know. He had the good real stories with everybody. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw that in the whatev salad pile.
Okay. I say he plowed without knowing even a bit how he sounded on the radio. I only ever heard of a couple of people that met him back in the day, and they said he wasn't a very nice person.
That's hilarious.
Why?
I don't know.
A couple of fans who were like, hey, you know, with the Patio Lanterns, I enjoy your music. And he was like, I haven't got that much time for you, bud.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it makes sense that it's kind of, he always had the slightly cheesy jams with Pie Dubois lyrics and the same guitar solo in every song.
All we are is all that love brings. Okay, who's my next one?
Your next, what's he driving?
Yeah.
Is Jason Priestley. What's he driving?
Well, hard to narrow down to just one because he's an antique car enthusiast.
Oh, okay. He's like the Leno of Canada?
Kind of. I couldn't actually say with certainty what he's driving, but I know that he has like...
What would he roll up in and miss in fits when he was doing that?
He would get driven in a van.
Ah, that makes sense.
But I think, I know he has a BMW 2002, like one of the old Lada-looking masks from the 80s. I love those.
Those are classic.
And I know he has some Porsches like from the 60s, mm-hmm. like old masks.
Yeah.
He's antique car enthusiast.
But what's he driving every day? You have to throw it out there.
Let's say Mercedes 500 sedan.
Yeah?
Yeah, 2014.
Yeah, everyone in LA, it's like it has to have the big fancy car going around. Everybody.
Yeah.
You ever notice that when you're in traffic in LA? You're like, what the fuck is with all these cars, man? It's like being in Europe. Like when you're in Paris or if you're in London, what the fuck is with the $100,000 cars? Everybody's got one.
In LA, it's because you spend so much time on the highway sitting in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That becomes your business model.
Dion Phaneuf, what's he driving?
Dion Phaneuf. He's driving a big Corvette. Brand new Corvette.
Oh. Henry, pipe down, bot.
Orange Corvette. Bright orange.
My girls are about to walk in the door. It is bright orange, isn't
right?
it?
Right? Yeah, bright orange.
What's Ron McLean driving?
Oh, Ron McLean? You skip to yours next. I'll say he's driving what's the Volvo SUV?
Yeah, that's a good call.
A little safety, need some safety.
Yeah. Good accident rating.
Yeah. Here are the doggies.
Okay, my people are just walking in the door. Hang on one sec.
Yeah, let's no
take
props.
A break on TNT. Be right back with more What's He Driving?
Where's my beer chair?
We're back, and we're going to be playing part two of my favorite new game, What's He Driving? And I got one for you off the top, Jonathan.
Right away? Okay, hit me.
Ben Mulrooney. What's he driving?
Do you know what's funny?
What?
I was thinking about Ben Mulrooney, and I was wondering what's he driving. because if we're being honest with the people, it's nighttime now.
Yeah.
What happened this afternoon was I had to put in a bunch of hay.
No, listen, you had to bail, literally.
I had to bail, literally, because it was hay day. It was a good day for hay.
Yeah.
And we put in 249 bales nice. Into my barn.
Yeah.
So then Carol and I went out for a date, and then you had dinner with your fam and the time difference, and now it's nighttime.
Yeah.
So all that to say, I was thinking about who are some other good What's He Drivin's, and Ben Mulrooney crossed my mind.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm being distracted by the cover of Huey Lewis and the News 4, because it appears as though the rumor about Huey Lewis is true.
That he's got a huge hammer?
Just based on this album cover alone, it would appear that way.
He's up there with Darius?
I don't know. Darius and P11? I don't know. But certainly that was the rumor, because I always thought my mom might marry Huey Lewis when I was a kid. And then someone told me that, I might not wish that upon my mom.
You used to throw that out there?
Yeah,
you were that really guy making up the super big bullshit tales at recess.
No, I wasn't saying they were a thing.
Oh, I thought you were saying
to her, like someone like Huey Lewis, Ma, that'd be good for you.
But do you remember those kids that would just make up those stories? Like Michael Jackson's my cousin.
Yeah,
right.
Turbo liars.
Oh, just hardcore.
It's the worst.
Hey,
yeah.
You tell them about a movie and then they said they saw it, and then you can tell they didn't at all.
I was actually supposed to be in it. No, you weren't.
Yeah, that's Devin. Yeah, I was supposed to be in it.
No, and you weren't, Devin.
Like this out of control bullshitting. Like
my uncle did the album cover for the Def Leppard record. No, he didn't.
It's like Randy Bachman as a kid.
Yeah, Lil Randy. Lil Randy.
Lil Randy, okay. The, 1987 or whatever, the Oilers won the cup. My dad was with Wayne Gretzky the night after carrying the cup around.
Yeah. They lost it in the back of a cab, eh? It's a great story. Ben Mulrooney, this is what I concluded. I suspect he gets a lot of cars sent for him. Not because he would demand that, but because the e-talk and the press junkets and
yeah,
and
no,
stuff
this
like
is
that.
About this is always about them off like what their choice and their when they're rolling on their own, obviously.
I think Ben Mulrooney might drive one of those Infiniti, like the really big SUVs.
Oh, really?
Like the Q7. And he bought it, and it's a 2016.
It's just sitting in the driveway all the time because he's got the cars going. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, I think he's that guy.
All right. Okay, what's your next one for me?
Your next one is... Man, there are so many good ones.
Yeah.
Buck Martinez.
Buck Martinez.
Yeah.
I could easily see Buck Martinez rolling in with a Range Rover. Like,
okay,
definitely.
Because I, part of me thought, yes, luxury, but part of me thought, I don't know, maybe it's like a 1979 something.
No way. Baseball players, man. Ballers. That's where it came
from.
Yeah,
I guess.
That's where ballers comes from.
I thought baller came from basketballer.
Well, in baseball, though, it's just the money is out of control. I'm sure there was that is in the NBA, but baseball is the granddaddy of keeping up with the Joneses. And, you know, your buddy next to you is making $32 million.
I would like to know from the buds what sport attracts the most members of the opposite sex.
Well, it depends on the country, obviously.
Who crushes the most?
Canada, I could tell you it's NHL players.
Really?
Yeah. Guaranteed.
You don't think the Raptors do okay?
They might, but it ain't like hockey players, because it's always like, hang out with my dad wants me to be here, because the vibe, it's that crazy thing where it's like everybody in the family wants to hang out with the hockey players, so there's no
right
grind anywhere.
But is it still, like, I guess the novelty hasn't worn off in Toronto. Like, if the Leafs are at a dry humpatorium where it gets out and suddenly the place is jammed.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it, for sure.
Like, if Bob McKenzie is at Crocodile Rock.
It's if he walks in with his Ernie Burt t-shirt looking mob.
His little shirt on.
And all of a sudden, yeah, it's just the red lights, whoop, everyone shows up. Oh, what a night comes on. And it's just...
I don't know if Bob McKenzie is going to go to Crocodile Rock, mostly because imagine the number of dudes who are like, hey, do you think so-and-so is worth the cap space? Like, everywhere he goes, because there's so many armchair students of the craft of hockey, and he actually really does know what he's talking about.
No, I know.
Yeah. But dudes would want to do two things. Like Mike Clattenburg was saying with the hip guys, and I'm sure you encountered this too. Guys wanted to talk about gear.
Yeah.
Like, what do you use for sticks, bud?
Yeah.
Like, to show that they know your world.
No, I know.
And I'm sure with Bob McKenzie.
For sure.
Maybe that's why he's rocking the Ernie and Bert to try to throw masks off the scent.
Exactly. It's like, does it look like I want to talk about hockey right now?
What does Pinball Clemens drive? What's he driving?
Oh, nice. That's a good one. Pinball Clemens, I could see him rolling around in a... I'm thinking probably like luxury North American, like a Lincoln or something like that.
Yeah.
Lincoln
that's
SUV.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Right?
Yep, like a Navigator.
Yeah, maybe that. Maybe the smaller one. I don't know what the heck they're called, but...
But it's the kind that when you open the door, the running boards
come
up.
Yeah. Oh, that kind with where it moves.
The automatic running boards.
Okay. How about what does Rick Campanelli drive? What's he driving?
Great question.
Our friend Rick. Notably, Rick
is a bud, by the way.
Rick
I've
is
never
a bud.
Seen Rick be anything other than
no, he's
just
so
the bodiest
so
bud
nice,
going.
Sweetest guy. Yeah.
But there he does suggest there's a layer of practicality there.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't seem like he needs to front.
No. So what's he driving?
He's driving like an Acura sedan. Right?
An Acura sedan.
It's like a notch above a Nissan, but couple notches below a Mercedes.
you know all the different cars. I'm like always in my head, there's like it clicks through like three different things.
Or he's driving I don't even mean it as a diss. Or he's driving a Mercedes, but it's like the entry level crossover one, like the
B200, a 3 series Beamer.
Yeah, or the 1 series Beamer now, the coupe.
There's a 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me your next one.
Walter Gretzky.
Walter Gretzky.
What's he driving?
A Mini.
You think?
The bigger ones.
I drive a bigger one.
Yeah. Because they're great to drive and you have good sight lines.
Yeah.
He's He's just cruising around in the city.
I could see that.
Yeah.
He's another guy that I thought might be like 1980 Buick Impala.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just in my mind what I want him to drive. He probably drives something practical too.
A Mini.
What Walter. Does The Weeknd drive?
The Weeknd drives a Bentley with white rims.
Yeah.
Well, what does Drake drive?
He probably drives a G-Wagon, Mercedes G-Wagon.
What the hell is a G-Wagon?
You know, those really those squared
out ones? Yeah. The military really looking masks?
The what?
The German military looking masks?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Like, get in the cars!
Yeah, the Yikers Island when they're showing up trucks.
Like a posse of those rolling up behind you would be kind of scary.
Looking, get in the floorboards looking mask trucks.
But I think I could see Drake with a whole salad of cars, like a Range Rover for sure. He's probably got a Bentley.
But I could totally see him. He's probably got
a Porsche Cayenne.
I could see him rolling in that silver, that silver Benz truck. Looking like, you know, like those suitcases, that metal, like...
with sick dubs.
The steel, stainless steel suitcase color.
Well, you know what the kids are doing now is they're doing matte.
Yeah, the matte blacks and all the video game kids do that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that. I liked it when it was like Mad Max, the original car, like that vibe when it's the movie, but not...
Now it's a whole thing.
Yeah, not big Lambo in Vancouver.
What's Margaret Atwood driving?
Oh, nice.
What's she driving?
Oh, how's it not a Prius? Has to be a Prius.
So what's Alanis driving then?
Alanis.
She's got to be a Prius too.
No. No way. Alanis is driving like a... What's the high-end series? Is there still the 7 series, like M5?
BMW?
Yeah.
You think, she's driving something that heavy?
Oh, yeah. Trying to show off.
Wow, yeah. You think very little of her.
It ain't that. It's just that... It's not thinking little of somebody. It's just kind of more realization of one.
What's the guy from Amazing Race driving?
The Montgomery? Johnny Montgomery? Yeah. That guy? That I couldn't remember his name?
Yeah.
He's driving a diesel Jetta.
Yep.
Swank one though. Fresh.
Yeah, like right? Maybe it's on sick rims too.
Yeah.
Like... I could see that. That's a good call.
What's Rick Mercer driving?
I feel like he's another lives in the city, probably doesn't have to drive much. Unless you count to the airport, and he probably takes the Ubers.
Yeah, but you know he's got something. What about
that's a really good question?
What about I had another one. It slipped.
I would think like an Audi, something tasteful for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. What about
Audi? To me, seems to be the tasteful but not ostentatious.
It is. It's the the easy money, easy going.
Yeah, but it's not the settle down, bud. It's not the Burberry paint package on your Testarossa.
It's like
those mock turtleneck wearing masks in Yorkville.
It's like fancy boring.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm stable. Exactly. My income is stable. What about the DJ with the mouse on his head?
Oh, that dead mouse guy? He's got that stupid Lambo with the colors and the print all over it that they told him to stop it.
Who told him to?
Ferrari or Lamborghini was like, they told him he can't have the car if he's going to do it, so they told him to take it off. Yeah. Fuck that mask.
Why would they care?
Because you're not supposed. They felt it was defacing the car. It makes it look. I don't know. They thought it probably makes it look like one of those cars people build in their garage. You know, those kind of fancy kit.
Like the kit cars.
Yeah. Because it is.
Okay, last one before we take a break. What's Carly Rae Jepsen driving?
Oh man. A Maserati.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Do you think?
For sure.
Ah.
What's Chad Kroeger driving before we go?
He's driving 18 cars in this time of thing.
No, because I remember he tried out like a Lambo and a Ferrari, but he went with like the high end. Was it the Miata or whatever?
Start at the start and don't leave out anything.
You know that true? One? Was that the? Is it the Miata that's fancy?
I so want that to be the car that Chad Kroeger drives.
This is a story I heard. He had thought in his mind it was better than the other ones. Don't Miata make it a sports car?
Like the Mazda Miata?
Yeah, do they make a sports car?
That's the, like, wheels his dad wanted on a scratch ticket.
No, maybe it's Nissan. Car. Is there a fancy Nissan sports car? There's like a...
Maybe.
There's a, maybe it's like an Is Miata, I don't know. But he went with that, one of those, like the high-end version of one of those.
If you listen carefully, right now start you can hear a bud sitting on his computer putting Krogs in a Miata. We will get to see that thanks to the good people that listen to this podcast. Good
people will work hard and get to the bottom of just like Joey Kramer diving from his car. That somebody sent in the link for that story.
By the way, I mowed the pasture today because it was getting too high for the horses. And I saw a mouse dive Joey Kramer style. That was the first thing that I thought of when I saw it dive. Yeah, it ran and did a Joey Kramer dive away from the mower. And even though I'm very afraid of mice, it made me laugh.
And all of a sudden you heard, like, sweet emotion in your head?
Yeah. Did I ever tell you why I'm afraid of mice?
You're afraid? I didn't know you were afraid of mice.
I'm very afraid of mice.
Really? Like, my mom, elephant styles?
Like, beads of sweat on my forehead, screaming like a 7-year-old girl. Yeah.
Wow.
When my mom was in grade 3, she went to school wearing a dress with a rope belt, and someone put a live mouse down her back, and it did laps around her waist, and she couldn't get access to it.
No way.
So I haven't inherited this completely irrational phobia, and I've tried different things over the years, like, because I live in the country, I've tried giving them names, like, look, there's Darren.
Oh, that's like, but you're on a chair? Hey, look, there's Darren, you're on the table.
Hey, Darren, how you doing, man?
You're jumping up in the air and giving it a name. And I've
tried to imagine that they have accents, like, yeah, I was just out in the field, thought I'd come in for a boy. But it doesn't help. I think because they're little terrorists. If you said, don't panic, look over there, there's a little mouse, I'd be like, okay. But I think it's they jump out.
Oh no! There's something about them. They're combative or something. Because every time there's been one in my house, and they like in the winter, they seem to get in no matter what every year. And there was this one last year that was like kept coming up at the back of the couch, right up beside my head.
Ah.
Yeah. And it, like, would come over. I would just see it there. And then I would, like, freak out and try and get it to, you know, run away or get it out of the house.
But so you're not afraid of them?
Not really, but it was like this one. You'd see still it all gross. Of a sudden. It would climb up the drapes, and you'd see it going across the dry drapes about to come over to you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I had
you
to
would
sell
lose
a vehicle.
Your mind.
I would lose my mind, because you don't think of one, you think of a swarthing mass of many, yeah. And you think of them crawling into your mouth and having babies while you sleep.
Maybe you had some, like, previous memories of some echoes of a previous life, getting the Black Plague, having rats killing you.
Maybe. So this is the thing. A couple years ago, when we built this house, we had to stain it,
Yeah.
And it was a windy day. Did I ever tell you this story?
Mm-mm.
My father-in-law backed our vehicle at the time into the field just so it wouldn't get covered in stain. Come out the next morning, there is mouse poo all over the passenger seat.
Oh.
Like, oh my God, there's a mouse in our car. So set a trap, leave the doors open, clean up the poo, go back after several hours, and there's no more poo, the trap's not set. I just thought, okay, that's that. Then it crawled out. Got our car detailed a couple of weeks later, went to pick it up, and the guy comes running out and says, you need to get rid of this car. I said, what are you talking about? He said, we were cleaning them back. Mama mouse with six babies still latched.
Oh, yes.
Popped her head up.
That's,
yeah, I've told you this, right?
Yes, that's it. I remember this. That's horrifying.
So we set a trap and got the mama. So there were six blind, wet mouse yeah. babies somewhere in my vehicle.
Oh.
It's like when a person with OCD checks the taps a million times and then they go out and there's a flood. It's not fair to be confronted by your worst.
It's like when the Seinfeld, when the guy with the BO goes in his car and he has to end up just selling it
because
he can't handle it anymore.
Right. Let's take a break on TT. We still have to talk about Blank Looking Mask, and we have a new game called Free on Kijiji.
Yes.
Hold your birds, please.
Cocktail, please.
We're back.
Tell the people about Huey Lewis's bird.
Yeah, that movie Shortcuts, the Altman film. He's taking a piss in the river, and it's the big full frontal nudity. And he's got a big spotted hammer. Looks like he's got some kind of skin color stuff going on or whatnot.
Why spotted?
You can see it if you can tell, and it's not like a big close-up at all. But you can see some detail from across the guy pissing in the river. That's how you know a guy must have a huge hammer, if you're getting that much detail.
The speckled part of it, it confuses me a little bit.
It was like a dog stomach, you know? That's like the different colors.
Aww. So is the camera on the opposite side of the river?
I think so. I can't quite remember. But did you check out that movie Shortcuts and he's taking a piss? Pretty sure
it's
there's
the
some discoloration.
I don't think Richard Krause has ever given a movie a review quite like that.
You got a Michael Jackson spotted penis.
What is oh my gosh. What is Richard Krause driving?
Richard Krause. I love Richard Krause. He's a bud.
That movie map.
Yeah, I know Richard. I see him at 1010 all the time. He's a great dude.
He's a good dude, yeah.
I would say, this is more the ballpark of the show that I like, where it's more somehow, I don't know, it's more fun when you're thinking Richard Krause rolling, because he's always dressed to the nines.
I know.
He's always got the wild socks. Man, a VW Bug?
Like the original or the new one?
The original from the 60s.
The original, yeah. Would definitely
one of those,
be a movie-related
one
car.
Of those, one of those Peter Sellers cars with three wheels.
Love it.
Just the one wheel in the back.
Isn't it called The Thing?
The
or was
car?
That Huey Lewis's bird? Yeah, I can't remember.
That's what those are cars? Those British ones?
Yeah, it's like spotted and it has three wheels on it.
Either that or like an old MG convertible, one of those little ones.
That would be pretty cool. I love these, like the Porsche Cayennes and the really high-end things is one thing, but I love when we get away from what the weekend is driving and get into...
Or
Steve
like
Anthony and Richard Krause.
Ross Rebagliati in a V-dub van.
Yeah, that he probably is for sure.
Living in Kelowna.
Yeah.
Right?
Teaching snowboarding.
His own. Doesn't he like have a papers or rolling papers or something? Bongs?
Like, what about Jeff from Tea Party?
Oh my God.
What's he driving?
A hearse.
Yeah.
A hearse with big rims.
My mom looked at a hearse when we were kids because there were five of us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there was massive. A secondhand hearse for sale, and I think my dad shut that down.
Yeah. You don't want to be Adam's family looking masks going
hey,
around.
Hey, what do you want to do?
PI.
Do you want to do free on Kijiji? Or do you want to do some blank looking masks?
The Torrens. There's the Torrens coming in a big hearse.
Yeah.
You'd have to change the colors up.
So embarrassed. Oh, and the big door sways open and we have to hop out the back.
You paint it white and it's instantly Ghostbusters. There's nothing you can do.
And it smells like Rothman's king size darts. Mom, can we take our sleeping bags?
Here comes the Torrens and kids singing Ghostbusters.
Little weird it, weird it. Dubba dubba weird it.
You lied in the back.
What is the. But little weird it, weird it. We did not end up having a hearse. We did have two Chrysler Cordobas. As I mentioned before, those were huge 70s cars. Yeah. What did Ronnie drive? What's he driving?
Yeah. We had a Vega way back.
What's a Vega?
A shit box. Just a piece of shit. And he drove his favorite car that he had was the one of those Volvo GTs. Remember those?
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, the little rally cars. He loved that. Yeah, that was his favorite car.
So could the whole fam fit into that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a four-door.
We had a Dodge 600.
Nice.
The Perv-O-Matic 600. And it talked like your door is ajar, one of those masks.
No.
And then we had a Hyundai Pony.
Oh, the ponies.
Terrence Trent Garby.
Yeah, I remember the pony.
The worst.
That was that thing you could drive it for months and it'd like fill it up for $4.
On a tank of gas. It was like a fax machine on wheels.
It really was.
Here's what I say we do. I say we commend all the blank-looking masks and play free on Kijiji's. Do you want to?
Yeah, there were so many great-looking, blank-looking masks from the people out there on Twitter.
Unbelievable and so specific.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Unbelievable reaction, too.
And I
was
just
laughing.
Sustained.
What's that?
It just sustained.
Yeah, it's still going.
Unbelievable.
I laughed so hard. I think I don't know how many times about different ones, but some people.
I know, but if you search blank looking mask,
you
can find them. They'll all come up, and it's worth it.
It really is.
Blank looking mask, because it's a great way to diss people, and people really got into dissing us, which is fun.
Yeah, and plus if you go through that hashtag, the On the Darts hashtag is quite a hilarious trip, too.
That's an afternoon well spent.
Oh, yes.
Okay, free on Kijiji's. It's very simple. I will read you an item and a town, and you have to tell me if that is, in fact, free on Kijiji's or if I made it up.
All right, perfect. I love this. Free
Are you
on
ready?
Kijiji's, yep.
If free 15 by 20 freestanding pressure-treated deck in Newfoundland. Free 15 by 20 freestanding pressure treated deck in Newfoundland. True or false?
Sounds free. Sounds true. Sounds like
Correct.
A bod.
Yeah, bod, it's a bod.
Bod move.
I can't remember the circumstances. I can't imagine the circumstances under which you'd be like, you know what we should do is just give that deck away.
It's just one of those, like, if you can come and get it, it's all yours. One of those.
Yep.
Just take it.
You ready? Free hugs in Calgary.
That sounds greasy. Is that allowed? That's fake.
That is fake.
Yeah,
you're two for two.
That is some creepy styles right there.
Covered litter box for cat, St. John's.
Wow.
Free.
Covered litter box.
That for sounds cat. Like,
that sounds greasy and true.
Correct. 3 for 3.
Nice.
16 feet of sonotube, 6 inches around. Free. Nova Scotia.
Sonotube?
Yep.
What is that?
It's like a pipe, but not made of metal.
like PVC pipe, but...
Like a tube that you'd put... I believe what you do with sonotube, and I will be corrected by someone who listens.
Duct work?
But isn't that the stuff that you put in the ground and you, like, pour concrete into it?
Okay.
It's like a form.
All right. Sounds true.
4 for 4, bud.
Yes.
Okey-jeejees. Small amount of rhubarb. St. John's.
Hey, be the guy. Take it easy there when they're grabbing it. they're digging them in too much.
You're imagining there's a whole lot there, but you're only allowed to take a small amount?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Hey, what did I tell you?
I imagined there was only a small amount left.
Yeah, no. It's a big, huge, big field. He's out there watching you the whole time.
Two or three stalks. Whole bunch of people to take a small amount. True or false?
True, I love it.
Yeah, it's true. Free on Kijiji.
Oh, man.
Good chatting, bud.
I love that game. Good chat, and I'll talk to you next week, bud.
Free on Kijiji's. Boom, gong, gang, go, kidoo, gong. Ju, boom, bounce. Do, 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 do,